Okay, I think since we've had a couple of late people join, Gabby, can we just cover who is on the call again?
Sure. It's Jaap Akkerhorst, Bart Boswinkle, Keith Davidson, Kim Davies, Chris Spain, Youngham Lee, Christina Nordstrom, Dr. Sparks DeBlanc, Verna Turkett, and myself.
Okay. And Youngham, you were on the call the other day too, weren't you? So I think Dottie is the only person on the call who wasn't on the last call.
Right.
Okay. So I think if we move reasonably quickly, we might have a reasonably quick meeting tonight. In terms of the new documents that Bernie has circulated regarding the delegations, redelegations and retirements decisions from the ICANN board, is there anything new or any issues relating to those documents that anyone wishes to raise? Oh, complete silence. Okay.
I had actually one question for Bernie, and it's great to see the documents, but I'm not sure how he comes to the. It's not sure to me. How Bernie gets the idea that something is. Should be for us to talk about and something not. How does he make it? What's the difference between? How does he make this decision?
Oh, I think Bernie's just giving us his personal observation, and you may have other observations that differ. There may be other things that Bernie has not considered to be important that you might perceive as being quite critical. And I think that's sort of where the next piece of work would go. It's purely a subjective Bernie measure at this stage.
Bernie.
Yes, sir.
Could you explain what you've been doing, say, for the record?
Yes. Basically, the things that I noted in my analyses of delegations, redelegation, and retirements are basically mostly points based on whether things match up to RFC 1591, ICP-1, or the GAC principles in a general sense. So as I went through those things, it was comparing whether these things sort of fit into the general pattern or where there were significant changes or evolution. And that included, of course, certain board decisions which had an impact on those things but maybe didn't concern a specific delegation, redelegation, or retirement.
Okay.
Is that clear?
Does this make it clearer to you, Jaap?
I get the idea about this. But what we actually should do is go over it and find our own things.
Yeah, that's the intention. That's the intention.
Okay.
The intention is that the working group takes Bernie's analysis and then goes through it and says, we agree that this is an issue, we don't agree that this is an issue, etc. So that's the whole idea. That's right, isn't it, Keith?
Yes. I think that's right. And so I think everyone on the working group who wants to make a contribution can do as much study as they possibly can in terms of Bernie's output and either agree with Bernie's assertion or disagree or come up with further discussion points where Bernie may have missed something or may have thought it so inconsequential as to not mention it, it may be more important.
Keith, could you speak up a bit?
Sure, sorry. Okay, so I think that brings us to the next piece of work that we need to consider, and that is really shaking the documents that we have to try and get the broader list of issues that Bernie's got for this group to then consider what commonality there is between the issues, what other issues there might be, and start preparing a discussion document for Brussels where we can raise those issues in the CCNSO members meeting for further discussion and input.
Yeah, because one of the things I seem to spot is a tendency for the board or ICANN to meddle more and more with the operation of the TODs, the CCTODs. Just like they want to tell how GTOD should run their operation, they really seem to slowly pushing in things which are kind of wide interpretation of 1591 and tell CCTODs how to run their operation.
That's very, very correct. I mean, I think that's the gap between the policies applying to GTLDs and CCTLDs has been increasing, and ICANN has been applying an increasingly liberal interpretation to the CC policies in order to try and close the gap, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To make a soundbite, it looks like Louis Vuitton is back with his one contract fits all.
Yes.
Well, you bring up that name, you.
I'm just going to grab my other phone. This phone's going flat, which is probably explaining why the sound is vibrating. Oh, just be one moment. So hopefully the voice on this will be better. Excellent. I expressed on the list my views that our work has advanced sufficiently. We've got enough research and analysis now, to start producing this paper for Brussels that looks not at delegations purely in isolation, but looks at the issues relating to the decisions made on delegations, redelegations, and retirements. And certainly on the list, I was quite surprised that we actually got some reasonable discussion going. And it occurs to me that consensus could apply for the option to proceed with a paper on the whole issue of delegations, redelegations, and retirements. And just wondering if anyone on the call has any objections to that as a process.
Not really. I've got another question. As you know, I'm trying to get documents on the table from pre-ICANN delegations, notably of .NL. Are you still interested in that as well?
I think for the completeness of records, we probably are.
Okay, because the documents are in storage and the people and the person actually covering, they are located where they are in storage, but now it's time to find somebody. Redoing the building, so that's why they're difficult to access. But it might take some time. That's the only thing I'm saying here.
Okay.
In the meantime, I spoke with a couple of people, and I can actually more or less reconstruct what's going on, what happened without even having the new documents.
Yeah. Well, what do others think? Chris, what's your feeling? Is it worthwhile for the completeness of the records of this working group, or if it's
I think anything that can be provided is helpful, Keith. I think it might be interesting. It'll be nothing if not interesting. It may be helpful. It may not, but it'll be interesting. And if there is stuff that can be sent, that can be helped, can be given to us, great, brilliant.
Yeah.
But I don't think we should wait for it.
Yes, and I think potentially too, we still have some members of this working group wanting to go right back to, sort of the question, where does ICAN get its authority from? Where does IANA get its authority from? And these older documents could be very helpful in providing some parts of the answer to that question, if that question's actually answerable. So, yes, Yap.
Okay, I'll just continue trying to get that on the table then. You might actually see some centered people over in a couple of weeks to see whether they still got something as well.
Excellent. Okay, I'm detecting on the call that everyone's reasonably happy that we then task Bernie to shake the documents and start to produce, I guess, what we'd call a bullet point listing of the issues that he has so far found, and I guess posting those to the list for comments and additions reasonably quickly. How would that work for you, Bernie?
Yeah, that's fine. I can get that out for Tuesday next week, my time, no problem.
Would that give us enough time to consider it for the... I think we're scheduled to meet next Thursday.
Keith, what might be useful is we can use the Adobe Connect room next Tuesday. If we have a document like this, that we put it on Adobe Connect and that Bernie takes us through that document, and based on that you have a more focused discussion.
That could be very useful, but I think the Adobe Connect is being offered to not the entire working group, or is it to the entire...
In principle, it should be available for the entire working group.
Oh, okay.
So, but it depends a bit on say, whether people are using their mobile phone or not, then it's not accessible. So you should sit at a laptop or at a computer.
Yeah. But it's not a scheduled meeting of the working group, though, is it? It's... more a trial of those people who want to trial Adobe Connect.
Yes, but it's at least you have the same document in front of you, and you can have a more focused discussion on the points itself.
Sure.
I'm sorry, Keith. Are you talking about the trial session?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where I can staff and chairs only, so that we will learn and then use it. For the members.
Okay. So this is a trial only, but we could still use it for Bernie's document as a trial.
No, we can use it for our meeting, I think, what Bart is saying, Keith. Is
yeah. He's talking about the meeting on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Okay. Sounds good.
No, we have it available, so why not use it?
I agree. From Eberhardt's comments so far, it looks pretty good. I'm looking forward to Tuesday's test.
Yeah, and then we can use it for Thursday for the regular meeting.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just so everybody know, because I didn't have a chance to send it out yet, but we will probably have a trial session on Tuesday as well. That's what Keith... talking about.
Yeah, that's the misunderstanding. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you didn't know that, so...
Yep. And I assume people who are calling from mobiles and so on can still at least participate in an audio sense, just like.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You have the two channels available, so you Adobe Connect and you still you need to dial in.
Oh okay, yep, I see. Okay. Oh well, yes. Let's give it a try, because I think we're getting to the point in our work where, you know, drafting documents during the call will probably be a part of our work, and I've been worried about how we'll do that, and I think Adobe Connect appears to get us around that problem. So
yeah, it's as far as I understand, it's not a tool to do, say, online drafting, but at least you have. Everybody has the same document in front of them at the same time, and you can add either through a chat channel or you can add comments through that in that manner, and they will be recorded.
Excellent. Excellent. Sounds fantastic. Oh well, let's. I'll post something to the list immediately after this call and suggest that next Thursday we will. Go live with a test of it for the working group meeting.
Yeah, and then we use Bernie's document to move forward, because that makes it easier.
Excellent. Yep.
Okay. So, Bart, can we get together on Monday to go over a draft? And maybe I'll actually, if we can agree, maybe we can actually get it out Monday then.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, usual times.
Yeah.
Okay, so thy will shall be done. We'll get this done.
Okay.
And then Christina can upload it to Adobe Connect on Tuesday or whenever it's available. Yep.
Excellent. All right.
Well, there we go. Okay, well, goodness me, we haven't been going half an hour, and I think we've got to the end of the business on the agenda. Is there anything else anyone wishes to raise?
Well, something completely off the wall. Note that today is the first day that all 12 out of 13 root servers are actually serving a signed root.
Ah.
Tomorrow, next week is the last one going live, so.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Which is the last one? Is it the ICANN route?
No, the last one is J.
Oh, okay.
So all the other ones are running now with fake DNSSEC key.
So we're getting there,
We're getting there, right.
Nothing that a DNS cert won't fix. Ah, dear. Excellent. Excellent. Okay, is there anything else? If not, thank you all for your attendance tonight, and our next meeting is scheduled for next Thursday, 22nd.
All right.
Thanks, Keith.
Take care.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.